fascinating Gemara Makom I just wanted to share. We were speaking last week. I had a little bit of a mahalach in the Tesis in the Kiddushin that I said, based on our Bochanan from last week. So we were handling the sugi of Shlucha Dedan, Shlucha Derachmona, fascinating Safek. Mamish fit in with the Drasha, which was Hashkacha Pratis. But there's an unbelievable Bir Agra. The Bir Agra writes in our Chaim, this is not a Bir Agra that Rabbanim like to publicize, because there's enough politics even without this. But the Shulchan Aruch writes that if a guy in the kol doesn't like the chazan, he can complain. He says, "Ain't any roitzeh to have this shliach tzibur." That's now you understand why it's not publicized, but it can cause a lot of problems. Unless the Shulchan Aruch writes, he doesn't have the rights because the tzibur, the gaboyim, whatever, have the jurisdiction, whatever. But al pi din, it has to be merutza. So the Goyin writes, it's shlichus. And the Gemara says that if it's shlichi didon, so then a mela you could protest, like Taisa says, the way we learned. So the Gro writes, I in the darm, lamin hei mebeis, shlichi didon, and that's the Mara Mokum for shlich tzibur. So that's just Stam, a fascinating din. It's could I look up that Bir Agra. But I want to go weiter in the sugya. There is a very important Gemara that the Gemara brings, Legabi Arisafik. So again, the Gemara is Safik, Legabi Amudar Ana, with the Koyin, and the Gemara wanted to know if the Koyin could do Avoida on behalf of the person that's Aser Ba'ana. So the Gemara really is a fundamental Gemara on Lamed Hei Mabeis. Just discussing, this is the main makaris of just understanding what is the essentials in kachin. How much das do you need when it comes to a hakravas hakarban? And the Gemara makes a difference in the distinction between a karban this is like real fundamentals for kachin. A karban that's mechusar kippurim versus a karban that's not being brought to change the status of the individual in terms of his tumah. And one needs das, and one could be mufresh even shalemi das. And then the question is, what type of das? The Rambam has a shita when it comes to an oila, so that you need das bishas hafrasha, but you don't need das bishas hava. So there's a fascinating, this Gemara comes up in the world of kachin, just to understanding all the different das, and the different interaction between the bailim and the koyin, and whether or not a person... Guys, in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, it's not just going to be about Kinyonim and Eben Ezer. It's going to be about, can I bring a korban on behalf of my friend? You know, that's the opening sugya is going to be. Okay, what does it say in Gemara Nedarim? Not in Zvachim, in Nedarim. Can you be mafresh? What type of korban? Which type of korban is it? Mafresh on behalf of your son? That's the sugya on Daf Lamed Hei Mabeis. But then the Gemara gets into another sugya, which is very relevant in the world of Nizikin. But it manifests itself in the world of kachin. The Gemara says, "Lamed vav meralf tnan hakohanim shepiklu b'mikdash mezidin chayovin hashoyim tur." So this is a Gemara that a Mishnah that says that kohanim that are mafagel. What does it mean to be mafagel? Pigel means that third parak of Zvachim is all about. Maybe we should entertain after Nedarim doing a little kachim. So the third parak of Zvachim discusses all of the machshavos that a kohen could have that could really be bad news for the Bible. You know, like this kohen doesn't like you. Speaking about the gra, if the kol doesn't like you, the kohen can get you back. You know, if the Kohen doesn't like you, so he can mamish mess up your carbon, passel your carbon, and he could think, and what his thinking has to be very specific, that if he thinks b'shas the avoida, b'shas the shchita, b'shas the zrika, he thinks about being oichel, or b'shas shchita, he thinks about being zorek, or being makdir, chutz lizman ha-korban, meaning every carbon has a defined time. And if you think outside of that zman, that is pigel. And then if a person eats that carbon, if the carbon's possible, a person eats that carbon, is chayv karbis.
How does he know?
What?
How does the guy know? I'm on the ball, how do I know? Ah, so that's what the Gemara raised that child. The Gemara
can help me afterwards. Like,
Kain Kedalia. Yeah. So now the question is, and that's the whole Shiloh. Why is the Kain even Nemun? Should be Eino Demesa Matzva Rasha, right? He shouldn't be even Nemun for that. So that comes up. That's as a Sugyan Gittin, I believe, that the Gemara discusses that the Nemun of Shiloh. But what about the Hezek? What about the fact that you just damaged me, the Kain? So this is a fascinating Shiloh. This comes up in the fifth parak of Gittin, in the Sugya and Dafnim Beis and Dafnim Gimel. A Kedai Gemara, if you ever want just like a Geshmak of Gemara to see, that's Mamish of Mari Dika Gemara. It's a fundamental Sugya, understanding the concepts of Hezek. You can't learn Baba Kama without learning that Sugya of Hezek She'enu Nikr, Gemara's Machlekes, between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Bar Yecheskel, I think. If Hezek She'enu Nikr Shmei Hezek, or Hezek She'enu Nikr Lav Shmei Hezek. So Gemara brings a raya from this Mishnah. What does that even mean? What is that phrase? Hezek She'enu Nikr. Certain times, you could have in the world of Halakha, you could have Hezek, you damage the person, but it's not Nikr on the item. Like normally, you bash my window, so it's Hezek HaNikr. You have to pay. You have to be Mamal the Chisar, and you have to now pay the Tashlumen for what you damaged. But what happens if you have Hezek that in the world of the Goyish of Elt, that's not going to be considered Nikr? So now, you now cause me a problem. It doesn't only pertain to Kachim. It pertains to Kashrus. You trafed up my Kalim. It's not Nikr. It's Hezek She'enu Nikr. Now I have to go expense, right? I have to whatever. I was Matami your stuff that Gemara talks about. I was Matami Tarosov, right? All these different things that are not Nikr to the Hamonam, but halachically you caused a Nezek. So is that Shmei Hezek or is that Lav Shmei Hezek? Is that Mida Oraisa considered a Mazik? Or do you say that no, as long as I can't see a chisarim in the physical object, so the mamela that's lav shmei hezek. Doesn't mean you're going to be potter, because Rabbanon said, loy roitzim she yelech odom v'yitame ta'aros of shachavero. We don't want a whole matzav that everyone's going to run around and start to be mazik other people. So it's bad. It's bad policy. It's bad for the community. So we're going to make it midrabbanon mivnei tikun olam, that it's going to be usser, and you're going to be chayev to pay. But fundamentally, what's that about? That's because it's loy shvei hezek. Because on a level d'araisa, it's garnished. So chacham had to be mechadesh that it was mazik. Or no? Is it really shmei hezek? Is it really shmei hezek? And therefore chachamim weren't obligated to be mechadesh the hezek, because mid'araisa it was going to be mazik. This is fundamental when you're working with understanding what is an Adam HaMazik, what is all the Nezikin that you're learning in the beginning of Baba Kama and all of the Prakim in the first half of Baba Kama. What happens if it's not Nikr? How do we approach such a matzav, which is very, very, very relevant to much of the Jewish world? So the Mishnah is presented in that Gemara in Gittin, and it's the same Mishnah that we're discussing over here. HaKoyhanim Shepiglu B'Migdash Mezidin Chayov. If they were Mefago B'Mezid, they're chayiv. Hashoygigin tur. But if they're b'shoyge, so then they are what? What? By the way, Noah, another answer to your question is going to come later in the sugya. We have to analyze how you violate pigul. But it could be that if pigul is only b'dibur, so then you might be able to have heard about it. But you're right. So Noah's question is assuming that pigul is b'machshav, which we'll see is going to be a major machlokes rishayim. Yeah. Chayiv to pay. So now everybody say, look at that mission. So it says b'mezid chayavin and shoygim tur, right? So I don't understand. If hezek sheinu nikr is shmei hezek, so let's say I get into a car accident and he was shoygim, right? Would anyone hold it on butter? No. The Mishnah says, Mishnah Bavakama Chavavim Beis, Adam Mud Lailam,
person is always obligated for his nezek. You know, like kind of tour in Bezdin, if you get into a car accident by accident, Adam is mud loyal. You're always kind. So why b'shoyg are you potter? If hezek shenu nikar shmei hezek, so you're masik. So mimil, why you shoyg potter? So the Gemara asks this kash, not my kash, the Gemara asks this kash. So Gemara says you have to reread the Brice. If you hold hezek shenu nikar is lav shmei hezek batsim, you're always potter. B'mezin is chayav because of the takon tikkun olam. That's the way the Gemara answers up. And if you hold what? Hezek shinu nikar shmei hezek. So then the Gemara answers that, yeah, they patered, chachamim patered you for in order to make sure that the koyanim are not going to not want to be involved in the avodah. So therefore they patered them b'shoyim. So and someone has to, both of them have to touch up this this Mishnah based on their fundamental approach to the world of Nezikin, whether or not hezek shinu nikar is shmei hezek or lo shmei hezek. So what's it relevant to us? If you understand that the representation of the Kohanim is that they're Mishulachim of the Eibush, they're Shlichim of the Eibush, they're Hainu Shepigul and Pigul. So now I can understand that there could be a matzav of Pigul. But if you hold there are Shluchim, so why is the Pigul Pigul? Why not? Why should that question be relevant to our suffix of the mind? What does pigul have anything to do with if the shlucha didan or shlucha dishmai? Gemara seems to think that these two concepts are correlated, but it's not clear from the Gemara why there's any correlation between these items. So comes along the Ran, and the Ran says as follows: Hakohanim shepigul b'mikdash iamr shlucha dishmai and enu hainu shepigul and pigul. Dirachmona shavinu shluchei lechol milu. If you want to say that they're shluchei d'shmaya, so then the Rabbeinu Shalom gave them that power, they're shluchei. So he didn't really explain yet. Let's see. Ela shluchei didaninu amai pigul and pigul. Shoygei. It should always blive shoygei. Why? The kashale bishlom amazit, says the Ran. I understand amazit. Need the shluchim didaninu, even if they're shluchim, right? So the Ran's understanding that kasha the Gemara is only if it's shluchim didan, but only from the seifa that shoygeg is pot, right? That was not clear in the Gemara. The Ran is assuming that the kushya sa Gemara is only from the seifa of why is shoygeg pot or shoygeg should be, right? Shogeg should be chayav. I'm sorry. Am I pigul and pigul? Why should it even be pigul? Sorry. Why should it even be pigul? Why is up the Ran? The kashale, the bishlam of the maze, bishlam of the maze, I understand maze, need the shluch of yidanyanu, even if they're shluchim, since he's been maze, why? Pigul and pigul, then I can understand pigul and pigul, why? The kevich of ma'afag and maze, ain't no such shluchuso, elatai the nafshkavim. He's splitting away from the bailin. The Mela, he's messing up my carbons, and now I understand why it's pigle. Right? The Kaimalon and Paragam of the Chulin, the other Moses never shed a shalai, they mice it. Abba Beshoigig, he's shluchu didaninu, but if it's Beshoigig and there are shlichas, so he's not trying to deviate from my control. So therefore, what? Am I pigle and pigle? So why is it even pigle? Why do you have to say it's Ptur? It shouldn't even be pigle, Frechteran. The Hakeven is showing you a lot of that to Nachikov, but he's not veering off to be his own das. And let him say what the Gemara says. Let him say that I set you up to be a shliach. You're still interested in being my shliach, because again, he's not been made that he's b'shoigig, Dr. Ran. So once you're my shliach, so I'm going to make you to be my shliach and nothing else. So you're under my auspices, and you didn't have kavanah to be mefagel, so why is it pigle? He wants to be connected to me. He wants to do what I'm supposed to be. So then, and if he thinks anything that's wrong under my auspices, so then he's not my shliach, so why is it pigle? So why did the Ran ask for mezid? The Ran said, I understand mezid. Once he wants to veer off on his own, so he has the ability to trafe up to passel up my car. Why? I in the most of Dover Shina Shalom. So
The Ran is being mechadish based on the Gemara in Chulin. Fascinating din. That concept, which the Gemara in Avodah Zarah tells us, Eina the Meiser Davar Sheina Shaloi, is a misunderstood concept. It's not true that you can't ask your friend stuff. You can't ask your friend stuff in the world of Machshav. Like the Gemara in Avodah Zarah is talking about, that you have to think about this as a deity. You have to play machshav this item in a certain with a certain machshava, or in the world of in the world of tumah, or those things that are totally on das bailin. So then the Gemara says das bailin. Even the most of davar shein shlo, or where we had most recently Rabbi Yisai, who remembers, where does ain of the most of davar shein shlo come up lahalacha lemaisa? Come on, guys, you got to remember this. This is amazing. What? Mukta. Where? Which halacha? Bosses davarasa. You have to be a bailin. You have to be a bailin. You know the most of davar shein shlo. Who are you? You know. And there, the halacha is that it was all the machshava. Was it meiniach? Was it shrecheach? Was it really fundamentally big mishtamish the item or not? Who's the guy who can control that? The bailin. Or we had the discussion, right? If a katan is given a draw to use, so then maybe right that could be his. But we pointed out, like the shtender and the chair, where Rav Ozner writes, no. You're allowed to use it. You're not a bailin now. You can't ask for this. It doesn't become a bosses. Very halacha l'maisa. This halacha v'nadu. But if it's what? It's the world of maisa. I just trafed up your kli. Avada, I could ask her. Avada, ayidei maisa, I could ask her. So Dr. Ran, the mazid, I understand. But if you look at the Rosh, huh? Trafing up something. No, trafing up something shagig is going to aser, but you don't have this cheshbon of the Ran that you're still considered my shliach, and you didn't really deviate from the path, so mimele it's not going to be a pigle. Trafing up something stuff has nothing to do with shlichus. The Ran's just saying, b'shoyig, I don't know why it's pigle, if he wants to be my shliach, and I can say, l'tkunish hajarchtich v'lo labis. I sent you to do something positive, not to do something negative, so mimele you have no ability to do this. Right?
When you say amazing, it works because it's a mice.
Exactly.
But that's because
he's an independent entity. That's because he's not meaning to be a shliach.
Right.
That's what the Ran splits.
Look,
the Ran says, "Need the shluchah didaninu pigul and pigul." Why the kaven shemefagel b'mezid ena oisah shlichuso ela daita denafshikah. So his whole premise of getting involved was to do a maisa hezek over here on his own and independently. The Ran's saying the kasha of the Gemara is, but if he's shoyim and he doesn't want to be an independent entity and he wants to work for me and shluchi didon, so then I never sent him to be fagel, so it should never be picked. That's the kasha, the shoyim, because he's setting it up like that. The Rosh totally disagrees. Rush, if you look at the Rush in the wide lines, Iyamrit Bishlama Shluchedidoninu Shluchedishmaininu, Hainit Gonna Pigulum Pigul, Share Afgia Torah Karbonum, Mirshusabailum, Venosu Lukoilum, Midulobain and Dasbailum. So the Rush says simply, if you understand Shluchedishmaia, what's Pshat, why is he able to be a Fagel? Because he is the Bailum. I'm not the Bailum anymore. The Torah was mafkia, the carbon, from my rishos, to be in the koin. The koin is the rishos. The koin is the bailus. Fascinating language of the Rosh. Hafkia, Torah, carbon, mirshus of the bailus. That's the way pigul works, according to the Rosh in the first lishon. In the first side of the Gemara. But if you say shluchi didon, zok the Rosh, amai pigul and pigul ha'in adam doyur os, the davar shenei shlo, the Rosh doesn't differentiate between what?
Mezid
and Shayyid. The Rosh says it's straight up in other Moser Davashin and Shalom. So what's going on over here? The Rosh fundamentally disagrees with the Pshat in the Rash in the Ram. And to make matters even more severe, the Rashba has also a different Pshat. The Rashba over here says, "Kashali, v'ha'adam oyser davar shenu shaloi b'maisa rabba meha ukdam rin bavet izar." What's the Gemara's kasha? A person can ask. So it should be pigul. So the Rashi doesn't even understand the Gemara's kasha. Bein mishogeg, bein b'mezid, not like the Rav. But for sure not like the Rush. The Rush says the premise of the kasha is through the sugya of ein ha'damosh l'davashin shalom. That's the Gemara's kasha. The Ran says, no, let's put it b'shogeg b'mezid. The Rashba says, I don't even understand the Gemara's kasha, because it should be all the most of Dovish and Shalom, Bein Meshach Bein Meza, because it's Ayyadei Maisa. Right? Everyone with me? So the Rashba, the Yishloimer, the Honey, the Nili Bashari Sur. Aval Hochi, Iboy, Shlichus, Kishu, Mishana, Shlichuso, Luuvas, Nimtsa, Sheino, Shlia, Lakach, Bahavi, Kishoichit, Karbon, Elekanoicher, Beloved, Pigel, Mikosher, Mioloi, Havi. So Zok the Rashba, the kasha the Gemara was, and why this is a kasher carbon. It would never be a kasher carbon. Because on the tzad of the Gemara of Shluchi Didon Ninu, right, you have to connect to me, Bein B'Shoyik Bein B'Mezid, right? The kasha the Gemara just is if you hold Shluchi Didon Ninu, so you're represented by me. So your pigle should never be a pigle. There should never be an Isser Kares on this Basar Behema, if it's eaten. Because it shouldn't be a pigle, because you don't represent me, right? This is a fascinating idea, what the Rashba is alluding to. The concept of pigle, the Gemara in Zvachan tells us, has to, this is fascinating. It's so hard to wrap your hands around. I'm going to mention something, I don't think I've ever quoted him before in this Beis Medrash, from Rav Schneer Kotler. Remember, Rabbi Neuberger, we learned Zvachan together, and this was the best mahal, Rabbi Neuberger Jr., from Lawrence. So, this Rav Schneer Kotler had this mahalach that proved this yisoid, which is a fascinating yisoid. And he said that the Gemara says that you're only chayav pigel ad sheyakrivu kol matiruv. That all the stages of the karbon have to be behechsher. If you mess up the karbon with some other invalidation, the Gemara says beferish, it's not pigel. You would think it's counterintuitive. It should be more possible. Mar says, no, Achi Akrivu Kol Matiruv, it has to be a kosher carbon, and only its downfall, its only psul, is the fact that you were Mechashiv, Lechel, or Lizroik, or Lahakter, Mechutz Lizman. Fascinating, it, right? So the Rashba's alluding to that. This has to be a Hakrava. Hakrava Lipsul. So Mamela, once you hold Shluchit Yidan Ninu, so all this coin is totally disconnecting to me. It's not my shlichus. Litkune shadartich v'loy lavisi, like the Gemara says. Same cane, you disconnect from the shliach, and you need the shlichus in order for the carbon to be kosher. Again, you see from all these rishonim that, like Tosfos and Kedusha last week, that if you hold shluchit yidan without my shlichus, the carbon's possible, right?
Even
b'shogeg. Even b'shogeg, the Rashba's asking. So the Gemara's kasha was not why it should be a kosher carbon. Avada's not a kosher carbon because what happened over here? The kohen did something without being a kohen, without being a makriv. He basically says the Rashba, he was noicher a behema. He didn't even do a shchita on the behema. He just shot a behema dead. But there shouldn't be a pigle on it because he's not a kohen, because he's not a shliach, because he's not a makriv. So that's the Gemara's kasha. So that's the Rashba's assuming. His assumption is the opposite of the rosh. Like Noah pointed out, Bein B'Shoyeg Bein B'Mezid, that he has to reinterpret the Gemara's Kasha to be not why is it Chayev, why is it Potter, why is it Pigel? That's the Kasha. He's just not me. But the fact that it's possible, right, he killed the Behema. But the fundamental reality is because Adam Oser Dover Shein Shaloi. The Shaila is just it shouldn't be Pigel because he's my Shliach of Yod Shluchid Yidon. But would you apply other most of the law of Adam? And yet the Rush disagrees. So let's put in terms of simplifying things, I'm going to put the Rashba and the Ran in one camp. Although the Ran already alluded to this issue, like the Rashba, right? That it's Maisa, he just has a little bit of a Knech Legabe Shegig. But the Rush fundamentally disagrees and says the whole entire Kasha of the Gemara has nothing to do with the psul of pigle like the Rashba said, or it differentiates between shogeg and mezid like the Rush, like the Ran said, and because the Ran said by mezid it's adam oser davar shein shlo ayde maisa, the Rush says no, the Kasha of the Gemara was gufa in adam oser davar shein shlo. What's going on over here, Rabbi Yisai? What's the hezber adavar machlokes between the Rush and the Ran Rashba? Or to really put the sides up, the Rush against the Rashba. Is this Adam Zayi Osir Davashin Shalom, or is it not Adam Osir Davashin Shalom?
One opens up a Gemara Bava Kama on Daf Hei. The Gemara Daf Hei is listing. The Mishnah starts Arba Ovas the Zikne. Then when you get to Daf Hei, you realize that there are many more Ovas the Zikne. There's one Brisa that has 18. There's one that has 24, and the Gemara lists the Brisa, the Reb Chiya. So the Gemara asks, but there seems to be certain Brises of Rav Oshia, Brises of the Reb Chiya, that were excluded. Why? So the Gemara says, Eliminyana de Rav Chute Lamute Mai, the minion in the Brisa Reb Chiya was coming to be Mai, what? Lamute Moiseru Mefaga. To exclude Moiser, what's Moiser? One who, what's the word? One who rats, what's, what? What's the, no, there's a nicer word. One who gives over, you know, tells over to the authorities about another yid. Yeah, but what's, tattletale's not exactly the nicer word I was looking for. Informant, but there's, okay, we'll figure it out. Umefaga. So the Gemara says, "Velisne, why does the Taka include it? These should be avos nezikin." Gemara says, "Bishlam umefagel bekotchim like amayri." The Brisa Reb Chiya was talking about in common daily events. He wasn't talking about kotchim kavanos. Ela moiser my time. Moiser, come on, we have mesira all the time, right? Oh, there's gishmaka meiser with Rav Asher Weiss. Rav Asher Weiss. Someone came up to him. Told him that one of the days during COVID, so there was a rub that made a psak that said that anyone that these individuals they're not mitzaref the minion because they masered to the police. They're meiser, male they're roidef, so male they're not mitzaref to the minion. Right? The rabbi holds that meiser is a roidef. That's based on a gemara in brachos, the end of the Masechta brachos. The rabbi holds that there's a roidef. Talk about that another time. That was a big sugya there with Yitzchak Rabin. Whatever. That's Shechter likes to quote that writer. But if that's the Yigal Amir held, he had never read it. Whatever. So that was what the Rav Paskin. He's a Meiser. He's Meiser to the authorities. Mainly, he's not Mistar to me. Then. He heard later that day, another Rav said, people who are not wearing masks and not social distancing, they're not inside of the minion because they're ready. Because they're being ready for the rest of the minion. So, Sir Rav Asher Weiss said, okay, I guess we're bought from dominating the minion because everyone's ready. That's a great line. So his conclusion was that they're both wrong. And people are just blowing things out of proportion. And everyone likes to jump to, you know, extremes and titles and classifications. And he's a roidif and he's not a roidif. And the emphasis is that no one's a roidif. And it was a complex situation. And it's like I wrote in the email that everyone is entitled to their opinion. That no one has full clarity. The Rebbeinu Shalom brought us into a matzah that we didn't know how to navigate. And we shouldn't be so judgmental. We shouldn't be on top of everyone. We have to respect minakotza lakotza. And we don't have to call everyone a roidif and call and then know definitively that my tzad is right and your tzad is wrong and this and that and this class of Judaism is wrong and this. It's a difficult matzav, but there can be difficult matzavim. There can be matzavim of not being sure, of not knowing, of parhel and davar shel tzibur, of sometimes that people make mistakes. And you're allowed to people make mistakes and you don't have to now, unfortunately, everyone's disqualifying anything. I can't be part of this. I can't listen to this. I have no allegiance to this. I could have my opinion. I could think that people made mistakes, but just because they made a mistake doesn't necessarily mean they're apostle. Doesn't mean that they're wrong. Okay. So the Gemara says, "Listening Moiser," because that's common events, right? No, talk to Gemara. Shani Moiser the dibura, ubi dibura like a mairi. No, the reason why it's not talking about Meiser is because Meiser is Dibur, right? So we didn't want to list cases that were just Dibur, right? So So I have a kasha, please. What about Mefagel? Right? So we're going to tell him. No, Mefagel is not Dibur, Mechaval is Machshav, like I told Noah. Right? Which is a big machlokes rishonim. Do you have to be medaber and enunciate for the pig? Right? But then that's worse. That's less than. It's not a maisa. It's not dibur, and it's even machshava. That shiloh, by the way, that machlokes rishonim, whether or not pigol needs dibur, has halachal maisa ramifications. Hilchus tzitzis, hilchus tefillin, hilchus sefer Torah. When I write stam, the rosh has a suffix. Do I need to enunciate and say l'shem hinini muchan umzur l'shem mitzvah sefer Torah, right? Or is it enough to just be chosh? What is it tali on? What's it din by pigul? So we have a hekesh from pigul by kachim to being machshav the kachim, right? So if you hold by pigul and machshav is alone, so the male machshav is going to be alone also by asiyastah. If you hold by pigul in the dibur, so you have mamish halacha bir halachas. This is semen yuralef and ilchus tzitzis. This is halacha lamais. Halacha lamais is machshava. But Rabbi said, that's not going to help us. Because even if you hold it's machshava, but then that should obviously be the reason why Reb Chiya didn't add it to the braisa to the list. So Rabbi, if you take out your WhatsApps, I quoted a Gemara in Gittin and a Ritva. And this is the mafteach to our sugya. Gemara in Gittin brings a raya to that inyan of hezek sheinu nikar shmei hezek or lo shmei hezek. Gemara in Gittin on Daf Mem Gimel writes, ha'oisim melacha b'mechatas u'paras chatas, a person does malacha to pasul the mayim for the paraduma, right? Hezek shenu nikar, straight up. No one's going to even know about it. Just because you did a malacha, it pasul it. It's not a spitz hezek shenu nikar. Potem b'dine adam chayv b'dine shavi. Amart hezek shenu nikar shmei hezek. B'dine adam nami l'chayv. So why is only chayv b'dine shemayim should be chayv b'dine adam? He was a mazik. Hezek shenu nikar shmei hezek, right? Humoysev lo v'hum afarik. Mar answers, no. Parshech nisa l'ravka almanashe tinuk v'tidush mech almanashe tinuk v'tidush. No, he brought it in, right, in order to nurse or in order to crush the grain, right? What's the answer to the Gemara? So nothing. So it's hezek shenu nikar. So why is it rav, right? He's doing a malacha, right? So look at the Ritva. So the Ritva says there in Dira Maskel, who mosav of the whom afarikli, he explains that Gemara in Gittin, why was that a riot? It's not a hezek shenu nikar shayla. It's not a kasha on hezek shenu nikar. Shmei hezek that you should be chayav. Why? The hoyo veinu nikar mitoich maisav shilapoislo miskavein. Since it's not at all clear that he's trying to passel it, shiachalomer l'ravka chnesasu b'dasha me'ilel. Because he could just bring in, no, I brought her in just to graze and it did it on its own. Lo mishalim de ein zechoshen hezek. Even the man the omer hezek shenu nikar shmei hezek will be made in this matzav where it's not at all clear from what he did that he had all that intention to be mazik the other person. He's not going to be chayiv. There's a lower darga that even hezek shenu nikar lo shmei hezek is hezek shenu nikar shmei hezek is going to be lo shmei hezek where it's not clear at all from his mice. What I wanted to bring it in back into the barn and then it did the malach on its own. It has to be the Abdor of Hezek Shenu Nikar Shmei Hezek, even according to my number that's Machmir, it has to be Mugdar and Muchach from his Maisa that he was Lahezek Niskar. Vim Toimar! Frekta Ritva, Rabbi said, listen carefully, Vim Toimar! Maishna mi pigol the poiso machshava, afal gab the loy of it Maisa! So he says the Ritva, so the Mimelo, pigol's gonna be a problem. And the Gemara says, pigol, according to my number, Hezek Shenu Nikar Shmei Hezek, is chayev because of hezek, but over there it's not clear. Also, so zok the ritva, right? No, this touches on your kasha. Yeshloimer de shamine de pigo behedya. No, we heard him. Zok the ritva on the first day. Obviously, machshav is not alone enough for pigo. It has to be dibor. And how do you know about it? Because he was dibor, and that's muchak, and that's enough of a darga for hezek shenu nikar shmei hezek. Inami yeshloimer zok the ritva. Rabbi says a shas ritva. What's the second day of the Ritva? Second day of the Ritva is by every pivot, you need a Maisa Avoido. You need a Shechita, you need a Zrika. You need the Matir. You need the Adalat Avoidis. So this is not just a what? A Hezek Shein Nicker that it's not at all with a Maisa, it's a Maisa. So the Mela, that's why it's not. That's why it's going to be a Masik according to Hezek Shein Nicker Shmei Hezek. What's the first day of hold? No. Yeah, it happens to be the din is actually that you have to be makir of the carbon. But what's the lav? The lav is what? The lav is a machshava. Everyone agrees the lav is a machshava. The Gemara in Zvachim says it's a lav sheim a maisa. But now that the Torah attached it to a maisa, is that considered a maisa hezek or not? That's the 2 days in the Ritva. Whether or not I can compare Paras Mechatas, where it's not at all clear that he did a Maisa Hezek. There's no Maisa at all. He just could have brought it back into the barn and the guy did it on his own, and there's no Maisa at all that's Muchach. Do I say the same Svar by Pigel? First day a yes, second day a not. Is there a Maisa Hezek by Pigel? Is it incorporated into the Mazik when it comes to Pigel? Or do you say, no, it's all it is Machshava or Dibor and nothing else? Whatever I voice. Again, the lav is for sure a lav shol l'chashiv. That's what the Torah says. And that's the lav is a lav shem o'maisa. But when we need to do it, do we consider that asering a'idei a'maisa? That's going to be the 2 days of the Ritva. Ner l'fiyani es daiti rabbisai, nechleku b'zeh, the Rosh in the Dharam, and daf lamed v'men aleph, and the Rashba in the Rav. When you say that pigul has to be done in the Dalet Avodis, is this considered asering ayidei maisa, or is it really only what the lav is? Then it's only the machshava that's asering that has to be in tandem with a maisa. What's the nafkamina? Will you apply the klal of yes, adam oyser davar shenu shelo al yidei maisa? The Rosh says no, and all it is a machshava, like the first day in the Ritva. And the Rashba and the Ran held no. Pigel is a Maisa Hezek. Once you need the Dalet Avodos, and the Torah says it's only going to be the Lav in that, in conjunction with the Maisa Avodos. It's going to be the Nafkamina Halacha of whether or not a person could Aser in a situation of Pigel. So this Machloikis is L'chore, the same Machloikis as we find over there. And it could be, there's a stipend that thinks, it could be that this relates to other areas of Allah, where the Isser really needs a Machshava, but in tandem to the Machshava, there has to be a Maisa. Do we consider that Yesh, Adam Oser Davar Shenu Shelo Ayidei Maisa? Or do we say no, as long as it's needed for a Machshava, so the Mimela, that's not going to be considered Ayidei Maisa, and therefore we're going to have the principle of Ein Adam Oser Davar Shenu Shelo. Oh, I'm sorry. That's the Gemara Baba Kama. The Gemara Baba Kama, according to the Rosh, reads like a charm. The Raya would be like the Gemara Baba Kama. According to the Rosh, right? All it is Machshav and Dibur. So Mimela, there is no mice over there. So that's the Gemara. That's why the Gemara said what it said. Great.